Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the
stairs. Back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, 16-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and now just continuing to do his great work with as the purveyor of the NFIB's Index for Small Business Optimism, NFIB.com. You can find the index there. You can find it on my website. You can also find it on Bill's website, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. Bill, thanks again for being here. And we're talking about your index. The labor market, the hiring was down a little bit. We're still not, we mentioned it in the previous segment, we still can't seem to get much, to hire much more than replacement folks.
No, that, you know, not much more than that. Of course, we think even 150,000 probably is more than we need for that. A number of my colleagues, in particular from the Federal Reserve, some of the Federal Reserves, are expecting the job numbers to actually tail down to about 100,000, excuse me, a month. And
really?
That was, you know, still with a very low unemployment rate, of course.
Wow, 100,000 a month. That's not very many, is it?
No, it isn't, but it's enough to keep the unemployment rate where it is because the labor force is starting to, you know, shrink as people really are leaving for legitimate reasons.
That makes it an employer's market.
Yeah, it does.
And that's not good for the economy. Isn't the economy better off when it's an employee's market?
Well, I think so. It's certainly nice to have growth. You know, that's the key here.
Yeah.
That, you know, whatever you want to say about it.
And how can I be upwardly mobile if I don't have an opportunity to go?
Exactly. And that's the whole key, is that a lot of people would come to work if there were good jobs available, but they're not. So, and they're okay to be, they're financially well off enough to be able to make a choice about that. So, well, you know, I can be a greeter at Walmart. But I would prefer, but you know, it's not
that whole.
But
Bill, that whole 100 employee a month, 100 jobs a month scenario, that just still sounds like Europe to me.
Yeah. They wish they had that.
I know, but I mean that. But I'm just saying that kind of it's just it seems moribund. It seems
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it certainly implies lower growth. So, I mean, we have to go back to thinking, look, the goal of our goal of economic policy is that everybody who wants a job can have a job.
Right.
And so, therefore, that theoretically says we'd like the unemployment rate to be mm-hmm. zero, because the unemployment rate is someone who wants a job, you know, is driven by someone who wants a job but can't find one.
Right.
And so that's why we always like to, you know, in theory, we want the unemployment rate to be zero. Now, it never is. It's because people are always leaving, you catch them in between jobs.
Right. Some people just won't work.
Yeah, well, that's it. But they won't say that they want to either, though.
Right.
Well, they do in order to continue to qualify for a welfare payment.
Right, right. So that's the story on the labor market. with regard to profits and wages, what do you think about all that?
Well, you know, they're not good. We're getting about 25% of our owners are raising worker comp, and only 2% are raising prices. So, what are they? You know, where are they swallowing the difference between those two numbers? They're not passing those costs on. Pardon me, but they are raising compensation now. A huge amount of that compensation is going into benefits and not into take home pay.
Right.
It's just as a good example, since 1970, this is a long period of time, total worker comp per hour is up over 60%, but wages, take-home wages, are up only 5%.
Right.
So it's all in compensation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in benefits. And well, those are nice, but you know, it's harder to eat them.
It's going to be interesting to see your December report, which we'll cover in January, Bill, God willing, because imposition of the Department of Labor overtime rules December 1st.
Right, those come in. Well, more interesting might be the November report because, of course, we if you look at our October survey, you know, our uncertainty index was a 42-year high. People just were very confused about where things were going to go. Now we got an election. We're of course, separating all the people who mail their questionnaires back to us before the election from the ones that are after, so we'll compare.
Right.
We'll be able to see what impact the election had on the uncertainty index and, of course, on the general outlook that our owners have for the economy. We'll see how excited they got or
right.
didn't get in the whole thing. That'll be fun to look at.
Right, exactly. So, all right, as far as sales were down again. That's troubling and that's the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we still have more firms saying that quarter on quarter their sales are trending down rather than trending up. That's not a good thing. You'd expect to see it really kind of picking up. The government tells us consumer spending is coming along okay. It's not great, but when you look at the total number for consumer spending, that's a huge part of that is driven by the 18 million cars that we're still buying. And of course, it's no longer a car market, it's a truck market.
Right.
You know, the sales of kind of conventional looking cars are trending down, but it's all pickup trucks.
It's trucks and SUVs and crossovers and all that
right.
kind of stuff. Well, they're more utilitarian and they're cool looking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was driving a truck when it wasn't cool to drive a truck, by the way.
Yeah, with a stick shift.
Exactly. And the 3030 in the back window, don't forget that.
Exactly.
Going to take a quick break right back with Bill Dunkelberg. 10-till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.